Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. Dear friends, I'd like to have a prayer, word of prayer, before we start again. God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your presence. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to praise you and thank you and he speak about the word of God. Right now, listening and speaking, hope both of us, those who hear and those who speak, God, give us your mercy, your protection and covering, and also give us the wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last time we discussed about the fall of the great prostitute called the Babylon. Babylon has been punished, and which was basically, in spiritually speaking, the lady or the woman, and they called, Bible called her a prostitute because of her adulterous behavior of using the word of God in the wrong way and mistreating, misusing worldwide and mixed with pagan worship, idolism and all the other things. So God has judged her. How did God judge her? By using the persons which are this same system who brought her up, which is through the beast from the beginning. That system punished her, destroyed her, and that church is been totally wiped out by the beast at the end time. Once he received what he's supposed to receive, he is in full power, and he became the worshipped person in the earth. And he being worshipped, his idols placed everywhere, when he established his 7 years of work of ruling the earth, and then he finally threw this woman or the prostitute down and stamped on her and destroyed her completely. That's what the word of God says here. So then the angel of God came from heaven, caught the Satan, who is the one who deceived the whole world, devil or the great serpent of ancient of time. He has been caught and put him in the abyss or in the bottomless pit and sealed. Then the Lord Jesus Christ started the rule. Now, right before that, in verse 4, chapter 20 of Revelation, we see, read like this, I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast for his or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Dear friends, the people who lived in the earth at the time, who did not go with Jesus Christ in his rapture, in the rapture, or when Jesus came to take his church, some people were still here who were not ready, it looked like, but also people who refused to worship the beast when he beast placed his idol everywhere and wanted him to be worshipped, and the false prophet performed miracles and wonders standing in front of him, walking in front of him, and establishing the kingship or authority of the beast throughout the earth, and governments and presidents and prime ministers and whoever in this world, they all followed him and they all worshipped the beast. At the time, there were people who refused to worship him, and they realized they missed Jesus Christ, and they did not really prepared to go with Christ when he came, and they refused to worship the beast. So those people were killed by beast, and their souls went up to heaven, and they were at the altar of God in the heavenly places. We read that in one of the previous chapter, I believe in chapter 7. And there were two sects of people that two times arrived in heaven. They were received white robes and they were wearing it. And one time one of the elders asked, "Who are they?" Then John the Apostle said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know who they are, where they came from." And the elder himself answered, he said, "Yes, they came from the great tribulation." So the people came from great tribulation who were dead, killed by Satan, Antichrist, and their souls went up to heaven. Now Jesus is going to reign. Now he had remembered those souls who was dead for testimony of him, by testimony of Jesus Christ and the word of God they kept, and they did not worship the beast, and they were resurrected. So they are bodily resurrected now, and their bodies were returned, rise with their souls, came back to their body, they reunited. And now here in Bible says this is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection where, don't misunderstand this resurrection as the resurrection happened when Christ came to take his church. There was a resurrection at that time also. That resurrection was the believers' resurrection, those who died in Christ. Just like it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, 15, 16, those area. So that was the resurrection of the saints of God who died and buried in Jesus Christ, who believed in him. And that is not the first resurrection we are talking about. This is the resurrection after that, which is Bible called the first resurrection, which is the people who believed in God at the time of the tribulation. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. See, these beautiful people, they are resurrected now. God has given them a position as priests of God and Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Praise God. Also, Satan is in the prison, which is the abyss or the bottomless pit. And after this, we have discussed about Jesus Christ's throne was placed, David's throne was placed already. That was a prophecy that David's son, Jesus Christ, will sit on his throne as the king for the whole world. That has been prophesied from Isaiah, amen, and that prophecy is going to take place. Now, about that prophecy, David himself in Psalms 2, he talks about this in prophetically. When he was a king, he was a musician, he was a shepherd before that, and that time, or sometime in his lifetime, he prophesied this, Psalms number 2. "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord. See, this prophecy basically is concerning those right before the 1,000-year reign time, Jesus returned to save the Jewish nation and defeat and punish the Antichrist and the false prophet and the Satan. And that time, all the nations, kings of the earth, we are talking about, at the time the Bible was written, the world was ruled by kings. There was no presidents or prime ministers. So it's written as the kings. So all those presidents, prime ministers, warriors, captains, generals, armies of the world came to fight against Jesus Christ in the Mount Olive battlefield, which I talked about. The Mount Olive will be split east-west, will be a big battlefield, and all the nations of the world will come against Israel, and Christ will destroy them by the word of his mouth. And this prophecy is concerning that the nations, they comes against the anointed one. The anointed one is Jesus Christ, number one. He is the anointed of God. Then God says, let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. You see, the many times in the Bible, you don't see that God laughs and scorns at some certain people or enemies. Here it is. This is one of the last, one of the biggest battle God will face. He'll judge the nations who come against Israel and him and Christ. God just say, he laughs, the Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king in Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Now, the Father is speaking to the Son. Who is the Father? The Father God speaking to the Son God. You see, even in the Old Testament, like people say they don't know about Christ, that there was no Son for God. Come on, David himself, the King of Israel, sing this song here in the Spirit of God that he's saying, concerning the prophecy, the Father speaking to Son, the Father God saying, you are my Son, today I have become your Father. Remember, God, Jesus was the Word, God was speaking, and he incarnated in flesh. And when he incarnated in flesh, he basically became his Son. And the position before, they were equal in authority, equal in power, because he himself was God. The word which God the Father was speaking was Jesus. He was the one who handled, he controlled everything. He went and did all the work for God with the Holy Spirit flow through them. So here we see the Father speaking to the Son. So Father says, ask me, I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You see, these are the promises through the David the king. He is prophesying this, even how hundreds and thousands of years before even the birth of Jesus, that God was speaking, his Spirit of God speaking through David. You will rule them with iron scepter. Like I mentioned this another time from the book of Revelation, that Jesus will rule with an iron scepter. What is an iron scepter stand for? It's like a rod, it's so strong. Iron is the hardest metal. That what does it typifies? That he will be so strong to the injustice of the world. He will fix the injustice of the world. He fixed the things, rulers of the world who do unjustifiably judge people and who had done in the past to crush the good people. Now Jesus will crush the bad ones who were punishing the good people. You will rule them with an iron scepter. That means he will be very strong and strict about the punishment which he will declare on the enemies of God. They are still in the earth, they are ruling, that God allows them to rule those who remnant of people, those people who went to war to Armageddon, all the people who left in the earth, they still remain here in the 1,000-year time. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. I mean, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. You see, this is a warning sign before thousands of years given to the world, the kings of the world, the rulers of the world, that the Lord Jesus will punish them. They will have a warning right here. Here I was reading Psalms number 2, verse 11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. You see, you can rejoice, but make sure you have the reverence and respect and fear of the Lord. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. You know, this is Jesus Christ. It says the second time here again mentioning the Son of God. Kiss the Son. Who? The Son is Christ, Son of God. Kiss him. Love him. Bless him. Worship him. Obey him. See, now he's the judge. He's sitting on the throne. You know, this is not a final judgment, but he's the king of the world. King of the whole universe, whole earth. He will destroy you on your way if you don't surrender to him. Submit to him. Okay. The last verse says, blessed are all who take refuge in him. So the nations and people, God is saying, take refuge in the Son God, who is Jesus Christ. Listen to him now. Obey him. Now, another psalm written by David is 110 concerning this subject. It says like this, Psalms 110. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. This is a very fantastic, fundamentally very beautiful psalm. The Lord is speaking to my Lord. See, Jesus once asked the Jewish people there, why did David say that the Lord says to my Lord? Well, here it says, by reading this, you must understand that the Lord, Father God, is speaking to the Son God, to the Lord. See, both are Lords, both are equal. One is not less than the other, like some people are teaching. God, Jesus, is equal to his Father. Father God, he was equal in authority, power, creation, existence, self-sufficiency, and they share one substance. They are one. And the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Now, where is Jesus Christ, the Son God, the Lord, sitting now? After resurrection from the dead and being appeared to the disciples and apostles for 40 days, in the sight of them, on their own sight, he ascended to heaven. And Bible says he sat at the right hand of the power of majesty of holiness. He is at the right hand of the Father. So what did Father said to the Son God? The Lord said to the Lord, sit at my right hand. See, when was this written? This psalm was written thousands of years before. David was the king. And then we also, before that, he was a shepherd. We know David's whole story written in the Bible. And the Spirit of God was in David and he was singing, which this thing happened. After even David's death, praise God, another 2,000 years later, this happening. God, Lord Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of the Father. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. See, the scepter, Jesus Christ, will be the king on in Zion after the Armageddon, putting the Satan in the bottomless pit and lock him up, and give peace to the whole earth from any disturbance from the enemy. And he rules with the iron scepter. He extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. See, what we're talking about is the people of the world who send all the army, the presidents and prime ministers and some of the biggest leadership of those battle, maybe still living at the time. They were actually the enemy of God. And Jesus says, your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Who is these troops? The angels from heaven. There was thousands upon thousands of angels came down with Jesus Christ. But they didn't have to do anything. Because Christ, the creator of the universe, by his word, he, by his word, destroyed them. The enemies were gone. Arrayed in holy majesty from the womb of the dawn, you will receive the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. You see, Jesus Christ is the New Testament Melchizedek. Who Melchizedek was at the time of Abraham, the father Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, and also the father of us, the Christian believers, by faith in Christ. His time, there was a priest in Shalom. They called Jerusalem, Shalem, later. And his name was Melchizedek. Abraham gave him tithes, tenth of everything he received, to Melchizedek, who was the priest at the time. He didn't have any tradition of priest family, but he was a priest for Abraham. The same way our priest, Christ, came as a priest between God and human, standing in between us, interceding for us at the right hand of the Father at this moment, after his resurrection from the dead. He took the blood of his own blood of sacrifice to the presence of the Father, the throne of God, to the mercy seat of God, and he applied it. He presented his blood as a peace of sacrificial offering to make peace between human and God. This is the Melchizedek we are talking about. Christ, the Lord is at your right hand. You see, we talked about it already. Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. See, Christ, the Christ we know is a humble and obedient and poor. I mean, that's not the Christ when he returned with power. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will punish the enemies. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from the brook beside the way, therefore he will lift up his head. See, another allegoric terminology written here, that it's not that we are talking about he's going to jump into the brook and drink the water. It's talking about a symbolically he will be successfully as a king. Every time a king, you know, ancient time after the battle, they have a wonderful great drink. They probably had a good drink from the wine, grape wine, or fresh drink from the spring. That's what we're referring to. We are referring to the victorious King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who is ruling the earth. The rest of this will be talked next time. Thank you for listening. May the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words of love. Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
We are surrounded by a world that's not our home. We are grounded until it comes our time to go, and our souls are aching with a void that won't be filled till we see our mansion high upon the hill. All the tear-stained pages that fill the stories of our lives will be erased when love lifts up our tired eyes and we see Jesus for the first time face to face. All the pain will fall a million miles away, 'cause heaven is the hope that we hold on to. Heaven is the promise for me and for you that all we really are. Every burden we have bear.